This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to begin by talking about this story in a way that most people don't talk about it. See, I grew up where I thought this was probably just a normal storm because authors talk about how that on the Sea of Galilee, which I think is 8 miles by 17 miles long, that storms are quite normal. And I believe that's possible, just a normal storm. But you know what I wonder? Is it possible that Satan had a hand in that storm? I believe that. What would he be trying to do? To destroy Jesus. Maybe you've never thought about that before, but it's possible that when he rebuked the storm, get this, he was rebuking Satan. I believe that Satan is active in our world in Cincinnati, Dayton. He's active in your life, in your family. And I want you, those of you that take notes, to write down 5 things. We're going to talk about the 5 works of Satan, just as an aside. The first one is, physically, Satan seeks to kill. Did you know that one of the titles of Satan is murderer from the beginning? Isn't that an interesting term? Can you imagine having the title of murderer from the beginning? What does that mean? It means that every murder in this world can be traced back to the one who's the murderer from the beginning, and that's Satan. But we live in a culture of death, in a culture of murder. I grew up in the Chicago area and talked to somebody yesterday from one of the neighborhoods where I lived near, and they were just bemoaning the fact how sad it is, all the death, the shootings, and the people that are wounded every day, every single day in the city of Chicago. Physically, he seeks to kill. Secondly, intellectually, he seeks to deceive. Not only is he the murderer from the beginning, the Bible says Satan is the father of all lies. Any lie can trace its DNA back to the father of lies. And you know who that is? Satan. Let's bring up the third one. Morally, he seeks to seduce. Morally, he seeks to seduce. Satan is the seducer with a capital S. And anytime you use the word seduce or seduction, people always put it in the sexual realm, but it's more than that. You can be seduced by money. You can be seduced intellectually. You can be seduced by power. You can be seduced by things. It has nothing to do necessarily with the sexual realm. And isn't it interesting that morally he seeks to seduce? So I'll give you the 4th and 5th quickly here. Emotionally, he seeks to destroy. I'm convinced Satan wants to destroy your family emotionally. I'm convinced he wants to destroy your marriage emotionally. That's his goal. And when he makes inroads into your family and into your marriage, he says, yes, I'm winning. I'm winning. Emotionally, he seeks to destroy. One more, spiritually, he seeks to defeat. What was the greatest effort that Satan did to defeat us was the cross that we talked about and Mike talked about in the meditation this morning. And we sang about it with Ken's hymn. And Satan seek to defeat Christ through the cross, but the Lord had victory, had the final word.
Well, there's a reason I shared that material parenthetically, the 5 works of Satan. It happens to be some of the most requested material that I have ever given in my years in the ministry. Over 30 years on the radio, most requested material, the 5 works of Satan. It's not original with me, but it speaks to you today. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.